Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to have Assistant Operations Manager John Holt at the Red Rock Dam. He's going to tell us about the new large bulkhead that was installed and about how it works. All right, well, John, today we're going to be talking about the new bulkhead that was recently installed on the dam here. First off, can you tell me what the purpose of the bulkhead is?
There's two bulkheads. We have a small bulkhead for our gates we use all the time for flow through the dam that maintains the river. And we also now have a large bulkhead for our flood gates, which we did not have before.
Now, what is the large bulkhead used for? When would it come into play?
Both bulkheads are maintenance tools. So if we need to isolate a gate, we can isolate a gate without drawing the reservoir down. So now we can do that both with our small gates and our five large gates. And the big bulkhead that we just put in place that caused the disruption of traffic, that can be moved between the five different gates on a rail system. So if we have a maintenance issue on, say, number three, we can move it in front of number three and dewater it and work on it.
Now, was there an immediate maintenance issue that required this bulkhead, or is it just for more of a long-term planning?
Well, the immediate issue was cable replacement on the big gates, and to do the cable replacement required a reservoir drawdown. And with this bulkhead in place now, we won't have to do that anymore. So if we have a replacement schedule on cables of every 15 years, we no longer have to draw the reservoir down, which can be very difficult to do if we're in a wet cycle. It also requires a considerable amount of environmental coordination, as well as a partner coordination to draw the reservoir down. So it'll make it easier to do that routine maintenance. It'll also make it easier to do maintenance over the next 50 years that's maybe routine or maybe a surprise issue. So we can work on a gate without drawing the reservoir down.
So you've used it already?
No, we haven't used it. We've placed it, and we can move it. It moves in three dimensions. And the construction crew that build it will be back when we have ice out, and they'll commission it. What that means is they'll test it on all five gate bays, and we'll have divers in the water to make sure it seats right. And so it's in place. It's hooked up. It's energized. We still need to run it through a full range of tests.
Now, did the placement of it go well after it was brought in? I know that it actually was ahead of the projected time that the T-15 would be closed over the dam.
Yeah, that worked out real well. We'd anticipated a 2-week road closure, and it all together, you know, it only took 8 or 9 days, and it made us a little nervous, though. I mean, it's a big gate. It weighs 75 tons, and it's a 2-crane pick. And so it did go well. Made us a little nervous, but it worked out fine. And it's in its resting place, and it's hooked up to its rail system.
So how long has this been planned for? When was the idea for this bulkhead first suggested?
Well, the bulkhead's just a portion of this contract. Following the 2008 flood, Congress made some money available for flood recovery. So we here at Red Rock put in a request to do maintenance on our floodgate machinery components. And that also included installation of a bulkhead. So it's really kind of a two-piece package. We overhauled the drive trains on the gates, and we also built this bulkhead. So fall in 2008 is when this thing started, immediately after 2008, and we're not quite done. So it's been a long process.
So people who are using the lake for recreation, will they notice any difference because of this bulkhead, or will things be pretty much the same?
Well, I think they won't really notice it, which is really what we want. What they would notice, though, is if we had to do a 10-foot drawdown to do gate maintenance, and the bulkhead should eliminate the need to do that. So it will, should only be a plus from the recreation side.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Sure. Thanks for asking.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where Assistant Operations Manager John Holt with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at the Red Rock Dam has told us about the new large bulkhead that was installed and what it will allow them to do at the dam. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.